Well, joining me in the studio now, I've got Magella McConnell-Logue and Cathal Doherty, who are running for Mayor of Meath, and one of them is going to be the lucky one. So you're very welcome, Magella and Cathal, to the studio today. So the Mayor of Meath, Magella, it's quite a prestigious honour to get at the end of this campaign, if you like.
Yeah, well, I've been a youth leader now with the Meath Red Cross for 13 years. And we have a large youth membership, and the funds will go towards training and development in order to maintain their education as humanitarians of the present and future. And it's just a great organisation to be in, and this is why we're raising money for it. And like, we do the parish has the defibs around all the churches at the minute, and in the village. It's just very important to have the community trained and life saving skills. Mm-hmm. You know.
Uh-huh. So how long have you yourself been involved in the Red Cross?
In Burt, I was 2 years, and Meath then I'm 13. So 15 altogether. So.
And just as reading a little article in the paper there that about the race for mayor, and it's not just in the Meath area that the Red Cross operates. You're involved in the Derry City matches and the Harp matches as
well. Yeah, we would do a lot of duties like the Finn Harps, Derry City. We've done the Sea Sessions and all the local festivals as well. Would require service, you know. So it's great. It's great to be out there and see all what's going on in the community. It's great.
And saying something like the Derry City match or the Finn Harps match, would there be many occasions when the Red Cross would be needed, or what would be the most common?
Yeah, there was, because my first time I was ever to stretch a fella off last Tuesday night. I think it was just a friendly in the Brandywell, and a lad got injured, and we stretching him off. And it's just great, you know, to be able to help someone, especially you know, when they are in pain, and you know, so that's a great organisation.
And is there much training involved before you actually get out in the Red Cross?
Well, there is. We train on a Wednesday night ourselves. We start back now in September. We train like from the age of 4 years to 10, and that would be the T-Bears, and we start back now in September. And then from 10 to 18. So we have a good range, and we train them up in CPR, basic first aid, defib, all that there. Cathal would have been himself one of our members at a time.
A few years ago, yeah.
So it's basically who gets the most money at the end of it. Is that who's elected?
It is, yeah. That's the way it's done. Like, I've already had a fashion show with, it was great, turnout. And I've done a quiz. We've done a joint quiz on Friday night there in the Point Inn. And we had a great night as well. And then on Sunday there, I had a coffee morning. Great turnout. And I have a few events yet this week. And I've still donations coming in, so
And is there a target that you hope to reach that you'd be happy with?
Not really. I think we're happy with anything, because at the end of the day, we're putting it towards training for the youth and development, you know, of the community, which is great. Anything's great. So
And Cathal, you're raising money for Pieta House.
Yeah. So I thought it would be a good cause, because it's affecting a lot of people like my age around here, like mental health. So I thought Pieta House would be great, just to raise money for them and help raise awareness for the cause of like mental health.
So Magella was saying you had a joint quiz there.
Joint quiz on Friday, it went well, and then last Sunday I had a fun day in the local bar, the Carman's, and that went really well. The weather was really good, so that brought a lot of people out. Just great to see the support, everyone out supporting us. It's really good.
And what was it? Was there any reason why you went for the mayor race besides raising money for Pieta House? So something that you've been planning for a while?
I don't know. I just thought it was a good way to raise money and just have a bit of fun, you know, over the summer, you know, get people out and get people together. I thought it would be a good way, yeah.
You often find in smaller communities that there's a great community spirit, you know, bigger towns, you know, like Letterkenny or the likes.
Yeah.
It's hard to get everybody involved. But I know in the smaller towns around the area that the whole community get behind you.
They do, because that's one thing. Like, I'm very overwhelmed by the support, like
great.
Family, friends and the community. They do all pull together, and especially a small village like Meath. Do you know, they do pull together for both of us.
Grateful that they did,
They're grateful for every cent you get.
End of the day, it helps a charity. Like,
exactly,
it's great,
exactly.
Okay. And this is all going to be part of the Meath Festival, is that right?
It is.
It's on the first week in August.
It is, yeah. It starts on the 1st of August and they're going to go ahead with the charity football match in memory of Junior McConnellogue, who was a very big part of the community.
He was
the local postman.
Okay.
And he passed away just a year and a half ago. So it's related to me too. Like, so it's lovely to still have in memory of him, and they'll do it for a different charity, I think, every year. That was for the Irish Heart Foundation last year. So they're going to run off with that. And then the Friday night is the parade. And then they'll do the results then of the mayoral campaign that night.
Big night then.
Yeah, that's the big night.
Well, like in many elections, I suppose, it's not Brexit or Bojo. I heard him referred to at the weekend as Bojo. And I said, who's Bojo? And then I realised it was Boris Johnson. So I suppose even though it's the mayor of Muff, you still need to have a team behind you, do you?
You do. I have a great team. It's all our youth leaders in the Red Cross, and friends and family have been very, very good. I've been very overwhelmed by it. Like, but no, it's a great wee community. It is. Yeah. And McCahill and myself done the charity quiz. Like, and
well, it was great. It was great.
Well, there doesn't seem to be any animosity between you. It's like Boris and Jeremy. Like,
I know he's like your son.
We've known each other
for a long time. So, yeah.
So, besides raising money for the Red Cross and Muff and Pieta House, is there any other information you'd like to get across to the listeners this morning? Magella?
No, apart from just thanking everybody, especially the local businesses in Muff.
They were great, yeah.
Oh, they were fantastic. Yeah. They've all, you know, donated something. And Ashley Martin and Karen Donna. I'm trying to think who else. Like the Point, and they were great. The Squealing Pig and St Mary's Hall in Muff. That's where we had our events, and the Caraman's Inn.
Yeah, the Caraman's Inn. Yeah. And
And did I read somewhere about a bed push or a beard
growing
or a beard?
Yeah, that was meant to go ahead, but I didn't. It was a good. They used to do it years ago in the Caramans. They used to, or not the Caramans, during the Muff Festival, they used to do a bed push where they would just teams of six, you would put two on the bed and then four people push the bed, and it just time trials, like it was.
Yeah.
It was good. It would be good crack. Didn't go ahead then. Okay. Nothing.
Yeah. And if the listeners out there in the Muff area or further afield would like to help your causes, is there any way that they can get in contact with you or to leave donations to the Red Cross or to Pieta House?
Yeah, well, we have the centre in Muff. Mm-hmm. And if anybody wanted to donate there, they can, you know. And like, I just want to say, like, it's the final push this week. And anybody that wants to donate that hasn't already, just feel free to contact myself or Cahill. Yeah. And because they would get you... Just our names, really.
Yeah, anybody on Facebook.
We're well known.
Yeah.
So if somebody asks for Magella and Muff, they'll know who exactly.
Oh, they'll know exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I hope all goes well for you. And as I said, two very, very worthy causes to raise money for it. And it sounds like a bit of crack and a bit of fun.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Like, you can't be too serious. At the end of the day, it's like to get our wee village recognised and keep our festival up and running. And we actually have 40 years next year.
40. I was just going to ask you that.
It'll be a big one.
A big milestone. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Be all out next year.
Yeah, so we'll make some changes maybe, but sure, it's great.
Exactly.
Well, many thanks for taking time out today.
Thank you, Jean. Thanks for chatting to us.
Enjoy your campaign as it goes on and the festival next week.
Thank you very much. Thank you.